This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, the Texas power grid looks normal today. KRLD News is tracking the grid for you for the summer. And this morning, ERCOT says conditions are just fine. Even in the evening, we should have plenty of power to meet demand. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD morning news continues with Heather Behrens and John Little.
A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Richardson this weekend. Police responded to a reported domestic disturbance yesterday morning. A female officer reportedly saw the suspect holding a large knife, and despite orders to drop that knife, police say the suspect kept approaching them. The female officer fired and hit the man. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Neighbors tell our partners at NBC5 they were shocked to hear about the domestic disturbance and the officer-involved shooting.
Never had anything like this happen in this neighborhood. It's really heartbreaking and something I wouldn't expect at all.
The officer is on administrative leave while the shooting is being investigated. A criminal case out of Collin County is forcing the courts to take another look at how autism could affect criminal trials in Texas. KRLD's LP Phillips says it starts with the conviction of John Crumley for online solicitation of a minor.
Experts say Crumley has low-level autism and that he becomes locked in rigid thoughts with no ability to change his mind. When Crumley did go to meet the person who said online she was 13, and it ended up being police, he claimed it was a mistake, that he had really gone to the meeting place to expose a fraud. Crumley claimed he was trying to prove the chatter was really a middle-aged woman who was a liar. An excuse? The evidence showed another online woman actually had catfished and led Crumley on once before, leaving him angry. Crumley's brothers and a psychologist were ready to testify that in the world of Crumley, what he was saying about exposing a fraud made perfect sense. But the trial judge refused to allow the psychologist or the brothers to testify. The Court of Criminal Appeals sent the case back to an appeals court to assess whether the brothers should be allowed to give their testimony, even if the psychologist does not. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man who had just celebrated his own baptism sadly drowned in Lake Waxahachie over the weekend. Police say 21-year-old Lencer Lopez was trying to rescue a teenager in distress Saturday afternoon. Reports say the teenage girl and Lopez were with the church group. The teen was revived by CPR, but Lopez was pronounced dead at the hospital. Friends have started a GoFundMe to send his body back to Mexico where his parents are.
I just can't believe that story. Just unreal. Texas Woman's University is making history again, and KRLD's Austin York says the new program starts today.
The university is not only trying to break barriers, but tackle the pilot shortage with a new flight school this semester, the Doswell School of Aeronautical Sciences, bringing new career opportunities in the aviation industry for women. Clint Grant is the director of Doswell and says 30 students make up the first class.
We're real particular about those that we accepted into the program initially because becoming a pilot is, it's not easy. It's kind of a long haul goal. And we wanted those that we felt like, you know, we're going to finish. We really wanted it badly enough.
He says it's also expensive, but the university can help with some of those costs. The Doswell Foundation donated $15 million to help kickstart the program last year. TWU is the only women-focused university nationwide with a professional pilot program. From the 24 24-hour news center, Austin, York. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, some wild neighbors are raising eyebrows in Irving, and it's not because they're throwing keggers. NBC5's Sophia Beausoleil has more about several reported coyote sightings.
Coyotes are native to the area, and it's not uncommon to see them.
It's been at least a year.
Manuel Garcia says the coyotes never bother him while he walks his large dogs, but he knows why they come back.
We used to see one regularly through the green space here. But she was fed by neighbors. They called her Wiley.
Earlier this month, the City of Irving Animal Services posted online about dealing with wildlife in the city, reminding people to never feed the animals and to keep trash sealed.
Very concerning and alarming to me, considering that the coyotes are just running through freely. They are wild animals, I get it. This is their natural habitat. But the City of Irving, what are we doing to prevent anybody from getting hurt?
Corey says for the most part, the coyotes don't bother anybody, but he's worried about his kids playing outside and people's pets.
That's NBC5's Sophia Beausoleil reporting.
After a year-long search, Dallas has found its new police oversight director. Michelle Andre, who currently oversees police accountability in Albany, New York, is set to take on the role. In a memo to the city council, the interim city manager highlighted Andre's over 8 years of experience in public administration and police oversight. She's expected to start on September 3rd.
Megabus has officially ended its operations in Texas as of August the 16th. The company announced the shutdown on its website, discontinuing the routes between Dallas and Austin, San Antonio and Houston. Passengers with tickets have been notified. Refunds are being processed. Megabus, you might remember, maybe you drove past one on your way up and down 35 or stuck in traffic. Known for its double-decker buses with Wi-Fi and power outlets, they expanded to Texas in 2012. The pandemic took a toll on the service and its parent company, Coach USA, which filed for Chapter 11 back in June. City leaders in Princeton may have found a solution to the fate of an abandoned luxury apartment complex.
We did reach a settlement between all of us, but through the financing stuff, no one has been able to get paid.
The property's owners came forward saying they've been working through financial problems.
We need to apologize to the community. This project was never intended to look like those awful pictures that you saw earlier today.
The owners have placed security guards and video surveillance at the property and agreed to a new plan to finish the long-awaited apartments. Under the agreement, three buildings would be knocked down by September 15th and the entire complex would be completely built by February 2026. Nearly a decade after the project first began.
I understand there's some remediation that has to happen, but that still seems a little excessive to me. I'm not in construction, but 2 years seems a little long.
Ultimately, city leaders voted to approve the plan, assigning an outside engineering firm to make sure work stays on schedule.
And that is NBC5's Keenan Willard reporting.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Lime scooters returned to our area last year, but this year they've added adaptive vehicles for people with disabilities. NBC5's Candace Sweat has more.
For Gay Reavy, having different modes of transportation is critical.
I'm 84 years old and I haven't had a car in 10 years, so I am all about finding transportation to get around Dallas.
Reavy knows she's not alone, and it's part of the reason why she's passionate about her role with the City of Dallas Commission on Disabilities.
We don't all fit into one nice little category. And it's important for people to realize that we're here.
So when she discovered Lyme offered adaptive vehicles for people with disabilities, she wanted to see for herself how it worked, with this central question in mind.
How easy is it for people with disabilities in Dallas to access services?
Lyme scooters returned to Dallas in the summer of 2023. April of this year is when Lyme began offering modified vehicles.
I went to the website, did everything they said, clicked here, clicked there, entered my address, and sure enough, on the day that the vehicle was to be delivered, it was delivered.
That is NBC5's Candace Sweat reporting. Well, this is incredible. It's been just sitting at Heritage Auctions in the Dallas area for better part of a month now. That jersey that Babe Ruth was wearing when he called his home run during the 1932 World Series, it gets a record price this weekend. Heritage Auctions sold it for more than $24 million. Chris Ivey with the auction house.
The called shot, something that's still being discussed almost 100 years later. So that blend between fact and fiction for the greatest baseball player of all time is really what brings this piece, you know, into the forefront.
A bidding war lasted more than 6 hours. Now, the buyer wants to remain anonymous. There's been controversy over whether Ruth was really calling a shot, but he did hit the home run over the center field fence at Wrigley Field in the jersey. We know that much. The jersey has been called the most significant piece of American sports memorabilia ever offered at auction. Meanwhile, in college football, the first real local team to play a game was the SMU Mustangs, opening up their season with a come-from-behind win at Nevada on Saturday night.
Third down, 8. Stone. Again deep. Again. End zone caught! Sliding catch!
A big come-from-behind victory. R.J. Maryland making that touchdown grab on CBS Sports Network. Wasn't a great start for SMU and Rhett Lashley.
Not the kind of football we want to play. That probably is the most undisciplined game we've played since I've been the head coach here. Not proud of that. I think we had 11 penalties for over 100 yards that were accepted. Some really self-inflicted wounds.
So SMU survives, thankfully, and they will be home for the first time under the remodeled Gerald J. Ford Stadium coming up on Saturday. They'll take on Houston Christian.
A tough end on the road as the Texas Rangers drop the final of a 3-game set to the Cleveland Guardians. KRLD's Tristan Ryans walks us through it.
Still a solid day on the bump for starter Cody Bradford, even in the loss, going 6 innings and allowing just 3 hits and 1 run. The final 4-2. From the plate, Corey Seager's 8th inning home run put Texas within striking distance, but in the bottom, Guardians catcher David Fry tacked on an insurance run to take the day. Postgame comments from Cody Bradford.
I wouldn't say it's a lack of focus. I know everybody 1-9, and all the pitchers are locked in right now, and we're trying our best. I mean, that's just baseball.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the Dallas Wings pulled off a thrilling comeback. They overcame a 19-point deficit in the fourth quarter to edge the L.A. Sparks, 113-110. T.R. McCowan had the big buckets in the final minute.
McCowan got it! We are tied at 109! Goes up, off the glass, offensive rebound, McCowan again! Wings have got the lead.
The calls on Valley Sports Southwest. R.E.K. Agunbawale led the charge with 33 points.
This is a great win, and we knew we needed this one. We had, both of us have kind of the same record, so we're kind of head and head, and they got us last time at home, and it kind of left a bad taste in our mouth. So we obviously didn't start off well, but, you know, that's how we finish, and that just shows, you know, you can come back from anything.
Natasha Howard added 30 in the win for Dallas, and they'll host the Aces tomorrow night.
A Southlake athlete is racing toward his dreams in Paris. KRLD's Steve Randall says the man will compete in the upcoming Paralympic Games.
Corbin Best always aimed to be the best, despite being born with an arm difference. Now he's set to compete in Paris, having qualified for the U.S. Paralympic track team in the 100 men's T47 and universal relay. Known as Cheetah Fast since first grade, Best is determined to bring home gold. His family, who will be in Paris to cheer him on, couldn't be prouder. The Paris 2024 Paralympic Games will run from Wednesday to September the 8th, with around 4,400 athletes competing in 22 sports. From the 24-Hour News Center, Steve Randall, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.